Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
You are now, and okay, I do not know what Block Talk is doing at this moment. I'm really going to kill Block Talk. Yeah, killing Block Talk might be a good thing right now because I don't know what's going on with this Swift boat. Can anyone hear me? Kathy, can you hear me?
I can hear you well, Callie.
Okay, thanks, Kathy.
Maybe he got cut off.
Okay,
he'll call back in. I think he'll call back in.
Ian, are you on mail? 310, hello. Okay, it shows that he's on air, but you can't hear him either, right?
No.
Okay. And
no.
The block number, whoever you are, say hi. And 310, you're on the air. Okay. I don't know what to do.
Does it still look like he's on here?
It says on the Swift boat, but, you know, I've been saying hello. I mean, you heard me, right?
Maybe he had another call and he's on hold. You're on hold.
Okay.
Maybe that.
Let's see. Candace?
Hey.
Thank God. No, it says that Aaron is on.
Hi, Candace.
3110, can you hear us? 3110. 3110, call back in, please. So, hopefully he will call back in. I don't give a... Why does Blog Talk have to do this to calling you guys?
But does it show he's on there, Callie?
No, it shows it, but, you know, when I press to call, he's not saying anything.
Well, maybe he might have got another call, and you're on hold.
Yeah.
3110. Well, I'm going to leave that open in case he comes back. So, I don't know what to. Hi, Candace.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. I am preparing myself for this weekend's football game. And
why are you preparing yourself for this weekend's football game?
She's playing us.
No. Well, Baltimore Ravens are playing, but I'm a New England fan.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay, so good, because you might have started World War V on there.
No, we wouldn't get mad at Candace.
It's so much tension, like, in Baltimore. Like, you can feel it. And at work today, everybody, because it was Purple Friday in Baltimore, all the little kids wore their Baltimore Ravens stuff, except for three people. Me, a little girl named Avery, who wore all her New England Patriots stuff, including a pacifier. She has a pacifier of the Patriots. Is that the cutest thing ever?
Oh, that is cute.
And then there was a little boy, Oscar, and he was like, he wore his Tom Brady, and he saw me, and he was like, "Let's go Patriots." I was like, "That's right." The other kids were like, "Let's go Ravens." And we're like, "No, Patriots." Like, so, yeah. So right now it's like Monday morning. If, you know.
Hold on, you guys. Aaron, are you there? 310. This is going to be a fun night. No, it's going to be a fun night. Well, Candace, you heard what I said at the top of the show. Right? Or did you miss it?
I just called in. I wasn't listening. I'm sorry.
No, I'm still mad. I am still ticked off. I'm still everything. I'm really, really, really ticked off. You know why calling ticked off?
Why?
Kathy can tell you.
Okay, Kathy, tell me, what's going on with Carly?
Thing.
Oh, okay.
Okay. The Seahawks have won that game. I want the Falcons to go away and never come back now.
I mean, in all honesty, that was a good game, but also the Denver Broncos and the Ravens game was also like, woo! That was just too much for me. But the Seahawks, I think the pressure got to them. I think it got to them.
I mean, come on, you guys. We came back from really a bad place. It was
14,
and we came back. And we came back, and that stupid field goal crapped on us.
You came back from 20 to nothing, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, no one cannot say that we, you know, held the good fight or whatever, because,
I mean,
you know, we did.
They did good, but like I said, I think the pressure got to them. It happens, and Kathy, you can back me up on this. It happens to every single team when they realize that they have made it close to the Super Bowl. It happened with Denver. I'm going to say because a lot of people were favoring Denver to win this whole thing, which clearly we all knew they weren't. But, you know, just saying, a lot of people was like, Denver Broncos are going to take it. Denver, they, if it didn't come down to a field goal, you can tell there was, like, they were about, they didn't know what else to do. Because it was back and forth. Denver had a lead, but then they kind of choked with some of their plays. I'm still trying to get over what that was about. And
it happens to the best.
It really does. That's why I said this weekend with these four teams, you know, don't let the pressure get to them. I mean, especially to the 49ers because they have the Ravens' old kicker. The same kicker who screwed up for them last playoff. That was so funny, I'm sorry. New England, I mean, they have the home advantage. Ravens,
yeah.
they have a lot riding on this game. The fact is that, one, this could be Ray Lewis's last game. Two, the pressure to fulfill Ray Lewis's dream, I guess, to get another ring before he's completely done. The fact that everybody back here is, like, supporting the crap out of them, like, literally. Like, you can't even walk around without seeing a Raven, so I haven't really gone back outside yet. They have so much riding on this game, coming Sunday, that it's not funny. There's going to be a point in the game where you're going to see the pressure on their faces and in their plays.
3-1-10 on you, Bill. Okay, fine. But no, I mean, I totally agree with you, but it was, you know, it was a really good game. I mean, it, you know, in my opinion, you know, it was like a really, you know.
Yeah.
So people, we are still waiting on Aaron. I mean, his number is showing up, but no one can hear him. Let me try this again. 3-1-10, you're on the air. Hello. 3-1-10. If you unmute yourself, and you can't hear us. I don't know. No, I mean, it was a good little game, and
Howard, I don't think Atlanta's going to win this Sunday.
Good. Good.
It'll be interesting because they're going against, what, the 49ers? Yeah.
Go 49ers! Go 49ers! Go 49ers! Go 49ers!
But again, they have the same kicker who screwed up for the Ravens during their playoff game.
Oh.
So,
And
their head coach, the 49ers head coach, is the Ravens head coach's brother.
Block number, you're on the air. Hello? What is going on with the system tonight, you guys?
Callie, I couldn't get in the chat room with my Twitter account. And then I signed in with my blog.
Why does it have to do this to me? What did I do? I'm a very nice
Carly, stay calm.
Thank you, Candace.
Yes. Stay calm.
Oh, Candace, by the way, I am gonna call Wednesday morning.
Okay.
I mean, unless you want to call for the two rooms, but I just,
Well, okay, if you want to go ahead and do it, you can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I'm trying to find out about, they're saying there's another event that's going to happen on Monday morning. And usually it's Maurice Bernard, but they're saying it's not Maurice Bernard.
Wait, what?
Yeah, they're saying there's going to be a special, like, for people to stay until Monday, like, you know, because there's a special event going on in the morning. And
Block Call with your mail. Hello? Hello? Okay, I want to kill this. Oh, Samantha is in the cell room.
Hey, Samantha! Woo!
I'm excited, and, I'm excited that you are coming. I'm very, 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 very excited.
I'm excited, too. It's like my return to the fan club weekend party. Woo-hoo!
I mean, it would be more fun if, you know, Kathy would come.
Kathy can't afford it.
I know Kathy can't afford it, but Kathy wants Kathy to come, see? And Candace wants Kathy to come, too, so.
Yeah, I do. I need some kind of guidance.
See? We need someone that is more responsible than us, too.
I need somebody to help me bail Carly out.
Okay, you guys. Anne had dropped. Okay.
We'll call back.
Oh.
Hello?
Oh, my God. Anne. Oh, my God. Thank God. Okay, you guys are going away for a minute. Hi, Ann.
Hey, what's happening? How you doing?
I just want to say, I've been waiting all week to say this because I can't, it's my own soul.
Hey, I did call. I've been sitting on, I guess, an imaginary line for 16, 17 minutes. So I don't know, maybe if I called too early, but it's all good. I'm on now. So how are you?
Good. I have been dying to say that all week, actually last week. You have been kicking butt on B&B lately. I want to know what the secret is. I know you can't tell, Carly, but I know you lied to Marcus. I know it. I feel it. And you are on an inquest on the show. Sorry, I know. You never thought you would be on the PI mission. But calling it out because I think you are holding back.
What? That's funny. One of the interesting things and a very intricate detail that I can say about B&B is that they are great at keeping you from knowing exactly what is going on. I have no clue if I'm going to end up lying to Marcus or if I'm not lying to Marcus. Until, literally, they give me the script, which we haven't shot any additional episodes, so I'm not sure. As you know, I'm about to leave in a little bit to go to Atlanta to shoot the next TV show that I'm about to do. So I am so hoping that we can shoot some good stuff coming up here in the next month or so that will, you know, round out the story, continue to give people what they were, you know, possibly expecting or possibly not expecting, so... First and foremost, thank you for the appreciation. That's never taken life. Really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. I'm happy that B&B is finally putting you on, Mo. I'm happy. 2 weeks ago, the scene that cracked me up, I had a pilot go in the bathroom because of you. But when Doug Bill, you know, I mean, Don and Bill, you know, same person. The intervention was happening, but you know, that's it. I'm out here, bye. And you cracked me up. I'm like, that was so funny. But my question to you is, why do you not, I mean, why your character did not want to be there for your buddy at his little intervention? Because maybe you could have helped him with this whole drinking thing.
Very true. It's a lot of things. That's kind of what Justin is there for. He's his, not only his confidant, but, you know, someone he can go to in times of need. And plus, see, when you're a Bill Spencer, it is also very necessary to have a person that is very straight up, straightforward with you. Otherwise, he would be completely a tyrant. He would just be out of this world. That's why he has his wife, the cult, that give him constraints. And then there's me, the buddy, that talks sense into his head. So, you know, we will see. I love all the interactions that they give me with Don. Great guy. Man, I think he is an underrated actor, man. I don't think he's gotten his just due. And I say just due, I mean, from an, I guess, nominee or nomination perspective. A lot of times, you know, things go in cycles and, you know, it is what it is. I'm just glad to know that he's continued to do his work, regardless of the accolades. And he's never been like an arrogant SOB. And he, you know, he could easily have been that. I told him that too. You know, you could be a SOB if you really wanted to. You know, you're Mr. Slavic with the looks and that. You know, but he's really a nice guy, man, and we get along quite well. So anytime they're looking to have something, you know, for me and Bill or me and Don to do, it's always a plus. It was great to be able to speak with my son. That was nice. I was very tickled they had those scenes, you know. So I'm hoping that we're able to, you know, give Justin a fitting, not necessarily ending, so to speak, because I'm going to continue. If I'm back in town, I'm looking forward, still doing the show. I'm not kicking the show to the curb by no means, but that's kind of what we're approaching, so I don't have any clue what they're going to do, to be honest with you.
Well, yeah, I mean, I agree. Oh, by the way, when you see your boss next time, can you tell him, please, please, please do something about his opening? Just because, you know, Riz is no longer on the show, and Stephanie,
right,
you know, God bless her, so just passed away. But I think for the viewers, it's really hard seeing Stephanie and seeing Riz Bill,
right.
I mean, in the opening when he's not in the opening. And you can tell him, you know, if he wants to put you in, because Winsu has been on the show, so Winsu and I are buddies. You know, you can put you two front and center of the opening. I thought about it. You need to be front and center of the opening.
Yeah, I do appreciate it. And what I've noticed, or what I will notice, is that the reason I think he's done that, and not from a, you know, a teaser perspective or to make the fans suffer, but more of it costs money. Every time you have to redo those, you know, those, I guess, opening credits. Man, that was a big ordeal when we shot that. Believe it was a production. So it was like literally a whole entire day of normally what we'd be shooting, you know, episodes of us shooting that opening credit, just the opening credit. We didn't do any scenes that day. We just did the opening credit. So that was like a big day. So I know they can probably fix it in post or edit it out. You're correct. But even that, I know it was probably going to cost some money. But I'm pretty sure he'll do it soon, because I know everyone does love Stephanie, and Ridge is a cool cat, man. Ron Moss is a very down-to-earth person.
It took the whole day.
It took the whole day to shoot the opening credits, yeah.
Wow.
Because it was a photo shoot, right? It was a photo shoot. And then it was video shoot where you actually see it. So pictures were taken as well as, We did every person in every segment was done different. So it was lighting and it was a big deal.
Wow, I didn't know that. I mean, I think the opening is great. It's pretty. It's just, you know, with the two cast members not there, it's sometimes really hard to watch. But when you come on screen, I clap. I get happy. And I get happy that you are in the opening. I was happy the other day that you and Marcus got to share a couple of scenes. And, were you guys really eating? That's what I want to know. Were you guys...
Were we really eating?
Yeah, because you guys had food and drinks in front of you. When you guys were at the cafe or...
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Whatever it's called.
Yes. Every time that we sit down to eat, there is real food that is prepared, especially for that scene that's put in front of us. Now, the trick is this. You got to remember you're acting, so you got to be careful in terms of speaking and chewing. So it's kind of, that's an art in of itself as well. You have to be cognizant of when you're going to be speaking, so therefore you won't be chewing. So you have to know when to put the food in your mouth and not put too much food in your mouth, so when it is time to speak, you will hopefully then chewed it up and digested it by then. Or it's such a little bit that it will go down as you start your first couple of words. So myself, yes, I do like to eat. If there's an eating scene, I'm going to eat, because that's what a person with food in front of them that's sitting at a cafe would do. So, you know, for me, it's more based around the activity of what is going on, not just the dialogue. Some people don't like that. You know, it's to each his own. But, yes, the food was real. And after I finished the scene, I ate my food. I took it back to my room and consumed it, and it was very good.
Well, and before I forget, what is your new project in Atlanta? You know, I don't know how I feel about you in Atlanta, because the Falcons just beat the Seahawks, and I'm from Seattle, and I'm not over the game. I'm still mourning.
Hey, look, this is the good part. Your Seahawks beat my Redskins. See?
When you watching the game?
I'm from Washington, D.C. Now, I actually think the Seahawks are really good. I really wanted them to win that game because I like the size of them, I like the way they play, and I like the quarterback, regardless of you guys beating us. I had a feeling that was going to happen. RG3 wasn't healthy, and then they shouldn't have been, to me, they shouldn't have been playing. I think Cousins should have just played. When RG3 went down, okay, it's it. That's your season done. Put Cousins in and let him play. But Seattle lost, and man, I know I have a friend of mine that plays on the Seattle Seahawks. So see, we even have that in common.
Wow. Well, I did. You know. So what is your project in Atlanta? What are you doing with that?
This is starting somewhere between the 15th and the 25th of February. So I'll be leaving and going to shoot that pilot. Not the pilot, actually season one. We will go and shoot season one, and then after season one has been shot, then I'll come back to Los Angeles. But for now, that's the plan. I'm an actor. I'm one of those guys that is an actor, and I go from project to project, medium to medium. It doesn't matter the medium, whether it's stage, film, television, another show, soap operas, whatever. Commercials, if it's acting, I'm going to do it. So this is where the path leads me. I'm very grateful of The Bold and the Beautiful and what has transpired over the years. I told myself I was going to give myself 3 years. I said that. I mean, all out, full out. But I also knew I wanted to transition into one-hour dramas. So this is the time to transfer. The way things played themselves out, it worked out that way. So neither side is, you know, disappointed. We're both in agreement that we're going to continue to work together. And I'll be in touch with them for sure. As soon as I come back, they'll know. And if they so choose to use me, then we'll proceed.
That is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
That is really cool. And, you know, I've been thinking, like, you don't need any more dogs, but I'm thinking I found another perfect soul for you to be on. Yes, Carly has done it again, people. I think you should be on the new season of Dallas with your ex-father-in-law, Patrick Duffy. I think you would slither in Dallas. I think you would be hot in Dallas. So, I don't know. I mean, besides, I miss Patrick Duffy on B&B. I think it's time for him to come home and be back with you guys. Do you want to take fan calls? Because we have a couple.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, well, we are going to take one from one of my favorite people, who's my little sidekick, Candace. Are you here?
I'm here. Hey, Erin.
Hey, what's happening, Candace? Hey. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Yeah, I'm sorry about the Redskins, man.
It's all good. We balled out this year. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we couldn't ask for better. We sucked last year. We went to the playoffs. I'm happy.
Yeah. I mean, hey, I was happy y'all made it to the playoffs, and I'm a New England fan from Baltimore. You try to figure that one out.
How are you going to be a New England fan from Baltimore? Are you kidding me? I so hope that they see. Now, you're going to make me wish that they lose now. See that?
I was going to ask you this question. I was going to ask you, who are your predictions for this weekend's game? Who do you think the top two are going to be for the Super Bowl?
All right. This weekend, New England is playing Baltimore, correct? Now, here's the trick. New England this year, now every year that New England was in the Super Bowl recently, people would ask me who did I think was going to win, and every time I said the Giants. There was a certain reason why. I was watching how the Giants were playing at the end of the season and how the Patriots were playing at the end of the season, and the Giants were playing better. That's all it had to do with. It had nothing to do with Brady sucking up. No, that's a great team. It's always been a great team. This year, it still is a great team. This year, I feel they have a better chance of winning than they did those other 2 years that they lost to the Giants because they have a running game. So because they have that running game, I think that's going to change things. That little new dude, Vermin or whatever his name, man, Yeah, he's running all over cats. So I'm like, you know what? Patriots are going to be hard to beat. Now, Gronkowski, he's hurt. He's out. Bill Belichick is a smart cat, man. He learns how to run an offense successfully, it's all components. Bradley is a star player, and so is Gronkowski. But if one of those pieces or components go out, minus Brady, he knows how to fill the gaps and keep moving. So they've been doing an excellent job at, I think, maintaining what it is they started and, you know, just pushing forward. Now, the other game is, I like Baltimore, though. Don't get me wrong. Let me speak on Baltimore. I do like Baltimore a lot, especially with Ray Lewis in his last couple of years. I mean, just for them to go this far, it is exciting. So, Baltimore is a lot closer than New England, so I totally get it. I don't know. I think New England may win that game, but I would not be mad at all if Baltimore won it. I would be happy as ecstatic because I'm not necessarily a New England fan. And the other game is San Francisco and who else?
Atlanta.
Atlanta, right? I really wish that wasn't the game. I really do. I really wish they didn't have to play each other because I would like to see both of them in the Super Bowl. That's what I would prefer to see. But they have to play against each other. I remember when what's the guy's name? Kaepernick came in the game. I was telling people, I said, look, man, that's a bomb move. What do you mean? Come on, man. You got to give Alex Smith a chance. I'm like, look, if you haven't seen Colin Kaepernick play in college, then you have no clue about what I'm talking about. But if you know the athlete he was in college, you have zero problem with this change. The only problem and mistake they can make is if they don't allow Kaepernick to be Kaepernick. The key is finally that the NFL learned. Don't try to conform a player to the typical classic NFL quarterback/play program. No, if you draft an athlete and his abilities lead him in a different direction, the only way you're going to be successful is to allow that player to be that player. And guess what? If he gets hurt, he gets hurt.
It's hurt.
That's how he plays. You know what I'm saying? They should have learned that, and I think they did learn that with Vic. Man, you can't take and make Vic Brady. That's not Vic. Vic wasn't doing that in college. Let Vic be Vic, and you will win games. Yes, he's probably going to get hurt sometime. But so what? Get you a bomb backup quarterback and let Vic do Vic, and I bet you you'll win. Now, so now Philly has this new Oregon coach, which I think is hot. I think that's going to play into Vic's hands. I think he will let Vic be Vic. Yo, he goes for it on fourth down because he has done the equation that you're more likely to get a first down on fourth down than you are to win a game punting every time on fourth down. So he'll go for it on fourth and one, fourth and two, you know. Back to Atlanta and San Fran. So let me answer your question thoroughly. Man, that's going to be a good game. That's going to be a good game. That's just what all you can really say about that game.
I just have a feeling that because of what happened last year between New England and the Ravens, it came down to the field goal kick. I have a feeling that it's going to be a repeat. But it's going to come down to a field goal.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know what's going to happen with that Atlanta Kaepernick joint. That's going to be insane. Because if Kaepernick get off and he start running on y'all cats, you can hang it up. The NFL is just learning how to adjust to, okay, I have receivers running 20, 30 yards downfield, and I'm in the backfield floating looking for someone to get open. Oh, no one's open. Well, there's 30 yards of field in front of me that I can cover faster than probably any man you have on the field. So I'm going to take off running. Man, that's the hardest thing to defend in the world. What can you do? The only thing you can do is assign one guy strictly to the quarterback. And no matter what he does, you shadow him. If he run the ball, hit him. If he go to pitch it, hit him. If he passes it, hit him. That's the only remedy. And if you do that, game will change. Because every play, you're getting hit. You know what I'm saying? So I could blitz every play because my job is to basically hit you. So I'm going to shadow you. If you roll out, I'm going to hit you. If you throw the ball to the screen, I'm going to hit you. If you run, I'm going to hit you. You pitch it, I'm going to hit you. It's going to hit you every play. So after a while, it causes the person to now, some people, I'm not saying you would do that for Kaepernick, to now second guess yourself. It might go, man, I'm tired of this dude hitting me, man. This is hurt, you know? So it should be a very interesting weekend, my darling.
Yes, it will. And you're doing good on B&B, but I just wanted to ask you that sports question because I remember the last time we talked, you're a Redskins fan, and like I said, I felt it. I was like, let me get on Twitter and tweet down and say, man, I feel sorry about your Redskins.
Yeah, I know. But like I told Carly, man, it's cool. I like Seattle. Seattle was good. That's
Seattle was good. You know, I mean, I understand you being a Redskins fan. I was a Redskins fan back when our old Seattle quarterback was...
Joe Theismann way back then.
Yeah,
Joe Theismann, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, but when he, you know, when they fired him, dummies.
Yeah.
It was, but no, I mean, you know, you, and you can... come, you know, whenever you want to come on and talk about football, basketball, anything, you are more than welcome. I can give you a job. The first of Aaron, because hearing you talk about Candace, about football, you know what you're talking about. You explain it very well.
I thought like we were going SportsCenter just now.
Yeah, it's all good.
it's one of them things. I played sports my whole life, that's all.
So, Candace, do you have any more questions for Aaron? Because, you know, since you're kind of my co-host sometimes and kind of my right-hand man, woman, whatever.
Right. Yeah. That's about it. Like I said, because I knew he was a sports fan and, you know, we see eye to eye, Aaron, about sports. So I just hope Griffin has a backup plan.
Man, dude, that cat, man, that was, put it this way, that was hurting me. I wasn't settled. Like, I knew he got hurt and I was cool. And then Cousins played Cleveland. I was like, man, that's what I'm talking about. Great call. And when they put him back on the next game, I was like, man, though. You're putting your franchise in your hands now. You got a Heisman Trophy winner, and you're so pressed. You could have won those games. You could have won those games with Cousins, man.
Yep.
You could have won those games with Cousins. And now you wouldn't have a quarterback getting his second reconstructive ACL and now an LCL. Come on, man. That's not cool. That's not good. So we'll see. You know, he could have messed up. He could have messed up. But the good thing is he is a pocket quarterback as well. So he can stay in the pocket. He just happens to be fast. You don't blame me if when I take off running, I smoke the hell out of you. I mean, that's not my fault. You know? So, it's all good. It's all good.
Yeah.
Well, Candace, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Have a good night. You know what I'm saying?
You
a good
too,
weekend.
Candace, I will put you back on hold.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. I know you have another call. Hold on.
All right.
703, did you have a call for Aaron? Question for Aaron?
Hello.
Hello,
hi.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm good. What's your name?
I have been a fan of yours since, I don't know, since you came to a Halloween party in my basement. How are you doing?
A Halloween party in your basement. Who is this?
Wild Woman.
Wow, woman.
You still don't know who I am.
No, the only wild woman that I can think of, Lenola, but I don't think it's Lenola.
Who is Lenola?
Lenola is a poet. I used to do poetry with back in the day. And she was having these poems.
It's Wendy from Forest Heights.
Wendy?
Yes.
Wendy, last name, please.
Johnson is what you know me from.
That's what I'm like, Wendy Johnson. Girl, what are you doing?
How have you been?
Man, I'm good, man. I'm just, you know, doing what I do. That's it, man. I tell people, look, you see me at work, I don't see you at work. That's it. I'm taking care of family. I'll hit surfing these Hollywood waves every day, trying to make it through what it do, and that's it. That's it.
You're doing very well. Very
Thank
proud
you.
Of you from
it.
Home.
Appreciate that.
I said, let me call in and see if I can talk to him. I do.
Yeah.
I still live
cool.
in Forest Heights. Yep.
That is really good.
Where's that?
When I go back home.
In Hill, Maryland.
It's, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. My parents, they moved to Oxon Hill when I was, I forget what age that was. We used to live in Southeast, and I hung out a lot in Northwest, and we settled in Oxon Hill. So it's a lot of people around that way that what I can say is this. Going home, when I first left home, it was, okay, why am I going to go home? Because nothing's at home but home. Not saying it in a negative way, but in a way that, man, I can always come back. I mean, home isn't going anywhere. Going home now is just, I think, the total appreciation of what it was now seeing and everything coming full circle, because the creative element just in that little region is insane. The drive in that region is insane. The perseverance is insane if you take advantage of it. See, it's all there, but then you can also get caught up in the elements. So it's nice to see the city change. It's nice to, you know, see people. Like, I was kind of hurt when I couldn't go to my 20th class reunion. Man, I went to the 10th, but I missed the 20th, so it's all good. those are the people and the choices that have made you who you are. You know, those people knew you when. All the arguments and fights and whatever it was you were going through as an adolescent, man. So, you know, I always appreciate home.
And we appreciate you, too. Just wanted to let you know that we always love you and we always support you, and you're doing very well. We're very proud of you, sir.
Well, thank you. It is quite a journey, I must say. Man, I tell you, it is a journey. Just know it isn't all that it looks. It's so much more to it than that. It's like, wow, it's a journey, and you have to love it, because if you don't, It picks up people, chews them, and spits them out. I'm not going to lie. So it has to be something you love. And if you love to do it, eventually your time will come and things will blossom. And that's with anybody. I always tell people, if you took and put as much time each day into your life as you do your employer, why wouldn't you be successful? So if you are going to go to work, if you are going to go to work and put in those 8 hours, you should at least, at the very least, give yourself 4 hours after you get off work. A whole nother life, or you should start. That's if you have that drive and or ambition to do that, whatever that is. But I just think that, you know, we got to kind of find what makes us tick. What is our driving force? What is your purpose on this planet? Why were you put here? What makes you, I don't know, like just exude joy or bliss? Like, what is that? Find that. And, okay, you got a regular job. We all had one at one time. But maybe, just maybe, your life could transition into just total bliss, where you're just doing what you love to do and you just don't have to get paid for it. So that kind of was the path. That's the path.
That's true.
But everything in your life is good?
Yes, everything is going very well. I'm happy. I'm doing what, you know, the same stuff. As long as I'm around my family, I'm always happy and good.
That's good. That's really good.
I just wanted to drop a line because I hadn't talked to you in a while. And I said, well, you know, I kind of hit and miss, but I, you know, always try to catch your work or I DVR it and then I watch it later. But everything that you've been in, you've been very good.
Doesn't he do a good job? Isn't he one of the best guys on daytime?
Yes, he does a very good job. He's very good.
Thank you.
Well,
I
just wanted to say that we support you. We love you. You're doing a good job. You're doing it how you're supposed to be doing, and family first. Keep doing what you're doing. That's all.
I greatly appreciate it. How's your family? Is everyone good there as well?
They are good. They are very, everybody's doing very well.
Tell everybody I said hello. Tell them thank you for the love and support. And literally, I can't do it without you guys. Like, for real.
I will definitely let them know.
All right. You have a great weekend and a long weekend and enjoy the inauguration celebration. If I was there, I would be so tickled if I was there. I was there the last time. I couldn't make it this time, but it's all love.
Yeah, I didn't make it the first time, but I actually took off this time so that I could, you know, take the kids down. It's going to be nice. I think it's going to, they really are doing a whole bunch in D.C. for this event. So, you know, then it's MLK's birthday. D.C. is doing a whole bunch. So, you know, I'm going to try to go down and enjoy some of the festivities and the celebration and everything. So,
yeah, that's real nice, man. I'm hoping my parents are able to go. I'm going to see what they're going to do. Maybe I can arrange some things. That would be great, but it's all love.
Yes. All right, well, have a nice weekend.
Right. Okay, you do the same.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Talk to you later.
All right. Okay, bye-bye.
Right, bye-bye. Bye. Hey, you are the person to ask about this. Maybe you know or don't know, but do you know if Bold and the Beautiful will even be seen on Monday? Because my DVR says the inauguration is on all day.
That may be just the case, too. You might have to catch it the next day. Yeah, because I'm pretty sure.
I fully understand. I mean, I hate missing a day because I don't know if you are aware of this, but we are still behind like a day away because of the horrible shooting in December, so we are not quite caught up yet. Yeah, so do you have time for one more call?
Yes, I do. Go ahead.
Okay. Block call, you're on mail. Got a question for Ann?
Hello?
Do you have a question for Ann? Is this you, Sam?
My name's Haley. Am I on air?
Yeah, you're off.
Yes, Haley, you're on the air. What's up,
Haley? Hey, how are you? You and I tweet every once in a while, so I like following you on Twitter.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. I live in South Carolina, and you said you're going to be in Atlanta next month?
Yeah, we're trying to get Atlanta jumping, man. The new television show is going to be shot in Atlanta, so I think next month, yeah, I'll be in Atlanta shooting the season one, Being Mary Jane, Gabrielle Union, Richard Roundtree, Margaret Avery. You see, who else is on that show? Ari Arwick is on there with me. Who else? DJ Britt. A couple other people, if you see their faces, you'll definitely recognize them.
Okay. Well, I'm originally from Washington, D.C., so.
Oh, sweet. That's nice. When the last time have you been back?
Oh, my gosh. It's probably been over 10 years.
You don't have to go back. You might put it this way. You literally might get lost.
Oh, I bet.
That sounds crazy, right? That sounds crazy.
No,
I got lost.
Yeah.
Because not only have they just changed the faces of buildings, they've changed the layouts of roads. So what you used to go this way, now you don't go that way anymore. You go a totally different way. It's like, what?
That's
crazy.
I wanted to know, are you anything like Dante?
Am I going to do anything like Dante?
Are you anything like him?
Dante, from the movie Dante?
From Tracy Townsend?
Right, that Dante. I got to make sure we're talking about the same Dante, you know. Hey.
You're another Dante?
Yeah, I don't know. It might have been. You never know. Am I anything like Dante? You know, the thing is that there's a piece of me in everything that I do because it has to come through me. You understand?
Exactly.
So I'm like the medium. So, it's a piece of Justin in me, too. It's a piece of every character that I play in me. And then don't get me wrong, some of it may be, you know, you pull from other places, but still, at the end of the day, you're still the medium. It's still coming through.
Right.
Yeah, so. Right. Dante was fun. Dante, I just acted the fool. Dante, hilarious. That guy.
I know you're always talking about football and everything, but are you a basketball fan?
Yeah, I like basketball. I'm a Lakers fan, man. I've been a Lakers fan since a kid.
Cool.
Yeah, I am. Which is crazy because I lived in Washington, D.C., but I was a Lakers fan. Now, I was a Lakers fan because if you thought about it, the only time the Bullets were good was in like 76, and I used to like Wes Unseld when he played for the Washington Bullets. But what happened was when it came time as a kid and then the season extends, you know, when you go into the playoffs, you're watching the team that's in the playoffs. So that's the team you usually gravitate to. And, man, that was Magic Johnson, Kareem, all those back and forth with the Celtics. And I didn't like the Celtics because they were green and white and this little boys club team that we used to play with, or against, I should say. When I was a child, they wore green and white. And, man, Clinton.
Right.
And we used to always get into it with Clinton. So that's why I didn't like Boston. You know, it had nothing to do with, they're in Boston. It's like they have that green and white. It's the same color as the team. You know, so you kind of migrate towards that. And then I always grew up a Lakers fan. So I've been like a Lakers fan. Man, it's been a long time. Yeah, it's interesting to see them going what they're going through now. Honestly, I think, man, as much as I like this cat in terms of a player, I don't know if Kobe's going to get it. I don't know if he's going to get his sixth ring. Because he should have had, honestly, seven rings. But they squandered two of those rings. One when they weren't gelling, him and Shaq, when they should have beat Detroit. That was just ego and just dumb, young stupidness. Because it should have been a four-peat. And then the year that Shaq left, went to Miami and won a championship the very next year. There's your two rings right there.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he's going to get another ring. And the Clippers are balling right now. So.
Oh, my God.
The Knicks are balling. You know what I mean? Like, what?
Yeah,
it's old school basketball. You got the Knicks back in it. The Knicks haven't been in it in such a long time, but I always remember Patrick Ewing and the Knicks. I mean, miss all of that. So it's nice. It's nice to mix it up.
The All-Star game is going to be really good because Melo and KCP are going to be playing together.
Yeah, yeah. What was going on with them? Why were they getting into it? Were they, like, arguing against each other? I saw them coming up and down the court, and they were saying something where Melo was, talking trash to Garnett because of something that went on, you know. Yeah, he had
made a wise crack about his wife, about Lala.
Oh, see. Oh, yeah.
Tastes like, she tastes like, what is it, Honey Nut Cherry.
Oh, man, he need to stop, dude. Don't go to the wives, man. Just keep it on me and you. You know what I'm saying? Dang, dude, you got to go to the wives for it. Man, I'm going to get mad. I might get upset. We might start getting the fisticuffs. I mean, come on, man. Jeez,
but Melo went to the team bus after the game and was waiting on him.
What?
Yeah, it was all on TMZ and everything.
What? It went that far, huh? And then
I saw
him at the game. Like, man, it was serious. Because it's like this, man. We're in a professional league. But at the same time, come on, man. We're still the same boys that were on the playground as kids talking trash. That's cool. You know what I'm saying? That about my wife, man. Just, you know what I'm saying? You can say whatever you want about me. I don't care what you say. It's cool. That's how we get out. But, you know, some people don't know how to take it when you talk about their wives or their kids. Dude, just leave the wife and the kid out. Unless that's something you guys have been knowing each other forever, and you know, and then you joke on the wife because you know a lot of things about her, and it's funny. But that's different.
Right.
You know, you guys are like pals, like buddies. But if we just like acquaintances, man, come on, man, just leave the wife out of it, dude.
KJ's a top trash talker anyway. Yeah,
he is big time. Mm-hmm. He's from South Carolina.
He's from where I live.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, Kevin Garnett's been playing for quite some time.
I know.
I don't know if he's gonna get another ring either.
Yeah, me
neither. They were mad when Ray Allen left.
Did you watch the game tonight?
No, I didn't watch the game tonight. I'm about to actually. I took your call, and I got another meeting I have to go into. And what? Let me see the time. Oh, 4 minutes. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, man. So I haven't had a chance to watch the games, but hopefully I will get a chance to watch them. And hopefully one of these days, LeBron James will enter the dunk contest at All-Star.
Yeah. Maybe one day. Are you going to D.C. this weekend? Well, for Monday?
No, I wish I could. I'm hoping that my parents will be able to take part in the festivities. Yeah, but I'm not going to be able to make it. It's too close to me getting ready to leave. I got a lot of stuff I got to get together. And, you know, it is what it is.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your time, and I'll tweet you to say, hey, that was me.
That'll work. Sounds like a plan.
Okay, and you take
all
it
right.
easy.
You take care. All right, have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Well, I think we would, you know, get more closer. I think just, are we going to, everyone is leaving because it's the 3-day weekend.
Yeah, very true, very true.
So I know you could only stay 30 minutes, and that's what, you know, Sharon said, but is there anything you want your fans to know, what to look out for you in? I mean, we know. We can see you weekdays on B&B. They need to, you know, do you 5 days a week, but that's beside the point.
Yeah, I have Being Mary Jane, and then we have, I think, Cartel Wars, true life story about the Mexican cartel and the United States and the border and trying to control it, what have you. I think that's playing on Netflix right now. And then there's another movie, a romantic comedy called Back Then with myself and Melinda Williams that should be coming out soon. And that's it for now. You know, I'm pretty much obligated to doing this first season and making sure I do a good job on that, and then we'll proceed from there. Definitely.
Well, come on, Aaron. You always do a good job. I don't know why you worry about it, because you do a great job with anything you do, and, you know, Maybe I gave Christoph St. John was on here a couple of weeks ago. I gave him this idea. I don't know if he will take it, but maybe you will.
Okay.
Price is Right is next door to you guys, or across the way, or whatever. Okay, so I think you need to talk to Drew Carey, and you and Christoph on a commercial break or something to go give Al a pint and take you guys' suit off. And you guys will be like, you will be getting like applause from America. I mean, if you guys did that, do you know how many women in the universe would be happy that day?
You know, you may be right. I tell you what, to make sure I remember that correctly, do me a favor and send it to my to Sharon. So that way I have it.
Okay, she's gonna think I'm nuts. She's gonna think I'm off my rocker. I'm nuts. But Christoph, you know Christoph stays on, right?
Yes,
I do. Okay, are you guys friends? Well, see, whenever you tell him, see him next time, just tell him, well, Carly gave me the idea from Daytime After Dark that we should go to Price is Right and do it. And I'm sure he will do it with you because, you know, it was my idea. So you guys are smart enough to carry this out. And let me tell you, your popularity will go through the roof. The women in America will be happy. They will smile. They will be happy.
I think you may be on to something. So I ask.
I mean, okay,
you.
Maybe your mom won't be that happy with you that day, but you know what? Just don't tell your mom about it. Just tell your mom that to us the Price is Right and see we never know. But I'm telling you, this could work.
If you make sure that you type that up and send it to Sharon, could look at it and we'll review it, see what's up. Might be able to do
it. Okay. I will.
All right.
Thank you for calling in, and I hope you come back again.
Indeed. You have a great night and a great weekend.
You too. Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.
Hey.
Hey.
Very good, Callie. Very good interview.
Yeah, good show.
Okay, fine. I'm crazy for the Price is Right idea. I know, but you know what? I'm thinking about the women in America, you guys. And I was, you know.
Well, he liked it. He liked it.
He,
okay,
yeah, he
good.
Liked it. He might go ahead and do it. Him, Daniel, Goddard. Billy Miller would definitely do it.
Okay, so I'm not crazy, you guys, right?
No,
just make sure you follow through what he just told you to do.
Okay,
right.
I will. And Candace, thank you very much, Colleen, for a question. You saved my ass again.
No problem. I was just waiting for him, because like I said, from the last time when we talked, when me and Aaron talked and on Twitter about football, but now I'm going to put on Twitter, how are you going to be from Washington and be a Lakers fan? Since he got on me about me being from Baltimore being a New England fan. That's ridiculous.
Well, he explained himself, though.
Yeah, well, he could have been a Chicago Bulls fan. I mean,
So, is this you and I? Wait, it's Kathy, you and I, right? Just the three of us, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. So, no, I did, you know, it was a good interview. And now on to my little thing that I've been wanting to say all day. I am very, 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 very sad that Sadhu got a divorce after a couple of months of being married. I'm shocked. Kathy,
okay.
You heard about it, right?
Kathy?
I'm here.
Kathy, did you hear about what happened to Sadhu?
Who?
The one that played
Michael?
Michael?
Dental Hospital.
What happened to him?
He got a divorce.
Did he just get married?
He just got married, I think, around September.
Yeah, he got married,
like, September 22nd, I think.
And he's getting a divorce?
Yes.
Yep.
What the hell is that? Jeez.
Well, he said that they, you know, he did talk to Soaps and Death, ABC Soaps and Death, and he said
damn
that
you on.
It was the best thing. Hey, it was the best thing. And a lot of people thought, you know, that they rushed into it. You know, they're young. I think Chad is what, 23, 24?
Yeah, I think you're right.
I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, if you're young, you know, every marriage, you know, if you go ahead and you get married at a young age, you know, that, you know.
Yeah, I mean.
You know what I'm saying? But I think for him, they rushed into it. But also there's rumors. There's rumors
like what?
Why this divorce. His co-star. So lovely. So beautiful. Fill in the blank. With Kirsten Olsen, you know, people were speculating that they hooked up.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, she did say in an interview she had a crush on him, and he also said that she's kind of cute, too. So, you know.
I like that, Roma.
You
wait, Roma?
In an interview, Chad said that she was like a cutie. She was a little hottie. And in another interview, Kirsten said that he, you know, she had a crush on him. And I mean, you think about it, they spend so many hours together. They do. I'm not too sure if y'all seen it on YouTube, the behind the scenes videos that they post, but they're acting up like goofballs.
Candace, did she say she had a crush on him when he was married?
Yeah.
Wow,
it was a recent interview. I gotta pull it up to tell y'all which date it was, but she has stated that. And I think they also, you know, like I said, they're both around the same age. They spend a lot of time together, not adding fire to the fuel. You know, I'm hoping that, you know, there were some other things. Like I said, maybe, you know, Chad and his, you know, ex-wife realized, you know, hey, we rushed into this. You know, we're young. You know, we still got to, you know, explore maybe. I mean, he said they're still friends. So, you know, that's a positive. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, they would make a cute couple in real life, but at the same time, they're better off as co-stars. Because you can't mix business with pleasure. Or can you?
That's well, I mean, if they are happy and they fall in love, no one can really fight them for it. I mean, my thing is you cannot control who you fall in love with, no matter how much you try, how much your heart said no, the heart wants what the heart wants. But people, Brandon Ross broke up with Natalie.
We all kind
did
of
you know about home. That? Wait, did you know about that?
I did.
Do we know that for sure?
It was in Soap Opera Digest today.
Is he dating?
Yeah, he said on Twitter.
He dropped some hints on Twitter.
Well, Kathy, you might be right then about him and Kirsten Storm.
I think I am.
Kathy, I'm with you on that because it's too much evidence. It's been too much evidence on Twitter.
Pictures, different things.
Tweets.
Yep.
Little tweets here and there. And
I'm not on Twitter that much, and I've seen things.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you see when somebody did ask him on Twitter, like, are you and Natalie Hall still together? Are y'all still engaged? And he said no. Well, right after that, he started dropping some clues as to what was going on. I think somebody cheated. And I don't think it was him.
Well, so you
were. But
and I've seen them two together. Like, I saw them a few years ago, like, at Broadway Cares, the final Broadway Cares. And you can totally, she's no disrespect to Natalie Hall when I say this and to anybody who likes her. But to me, she's just one of those typical Hollywood starlets, that wants to be, here I am, ta-da, here I am. Brandon is one of those guys that is like, I don't want to be in the spotlight. I just want to be regular. I want to be normal, and I want to do my job, and that's it. But he's very protective. He was very protective of her too. So,
what's he doing posing with pictures with Chris?
I suspect that they could be together.
I think so.
I think so. Too much evidence on Twitter.
Yes.
So.
Sorry, I'm laughing at my cat because he wants to walk across the keyboard right now.
Bad cat. No, I'm kidding. Let's see. Well, who was Brandon with? He was with Natalie Halls. He played
Kobe.
Kobe, thank you, Candace. Mm-hmm.
And she's on Pretty Little Liars.
Yep.
What will I do without you two? I'm having a brain freeze.
Brain fart.
I'm having a brain fart.
We're in the know.
Yeah. We're on Twitter.
Yeah.
We watch TV.
Hey, Kayla, I just saw you on the Twitter that you said that, though. So.
Huh.
Kay? Okay, Carrie, are you here? Carrie was on the line, people. I swear, and now it's just on the, this is Blog Talk. This is my Blog Talk rant for the night. Fuck you, Blog Talk, because you've been fucking me up all night.
Bastards.
Thank you.
I just want to say, I love you, Blog Talk, because you haven't kicked me off yet. Thank you. Thank you, Blog
Talk. Peace out.
Hey, you just cursed yourself.
Yeah, really. Don't speak so soon.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, Carly, can I do a rant? Well, it's not a rant. It's a heavy about General Hospital, too. I know. Get ready. It's shocking.
Go for it.
Okay. I love the fact that General Hospital is continuing to surprise me with bringing back old favorites. Jeannie Francis, Ken Schreiner, John Lindstrom, I forgot the guy's name, and they're saying there's another surprise that's coming back to General Hospital.
Wait, who is?
Jeannie Francis.
Jeannie?
I know that one.
Ken Schreiner.
I know about that one.
You got Kevin Collins. He's coming back. And they said it's going to be a few more surprises. And this is long-term, like, not like a guest set or anything.
Carrie, are you here? Carrie? Okay.
Yes.
Sorry.
I'm on, but I can... Here you do, come on. Carrie?
Go ahead, Candace.
Yes.
Oh.
So I'm just happy with General Hospital because I also think they got a casting call for Serena Baldwin to come back.
Oh yeah.
Which would be great because they need her. Like I
think
they need
breathing. Did you guys hear that?
Yeah, I heard it.
Okay,
I was breathing, but I don't know if it was me that you heard.
I'm sorry, no, I think this is Silo. Silo? Okay, you guys, I'm not making the noise.
I think it's Blog Talk.
Candace!
What?
Blog Talk hates me.
Okay, who's on the line right now, Carly?
You, me, Sam, Kathy, Carrie is supposedly on the line, and Silo said it's on the line, but no one can hear her.
Okay, Silo and Carrie, you can hear me. Call back in.
And call back in, you guys.
And if you can't get through, say something in the chat room.
Okay, let's see. This is a crazy little night. No, so when Candace, your birthday's coming up.
Oh, yeah.
And what do we want for our birthday?
I want to win the Mega Million jackpot. But I know that's not going to happen. So I'll settle for the Powerball. But I know that's not going to happen.
Never know, Candace.
I know, right? I would like a surprise interview on Blog Talk Radio.
401, you're on there.
Hey, third time is a charm.
Oh my God, okay. God, Carrie.
I was running out of phone. My number showed up twice. It would say press one. It said, you know, you can wait online, blah, 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 but I never heard you.
So, Candace, who's the other person you heard that's coming on?
Well, like I said, there's a casting call for Serena Baldwin. And they said that the next person to come on General Hospital is a longtime fan favorite. Now, I know that on Twitter, Frank and Ron both said that they would love to have Audrey come back for the Nurses Ball. But they're in contact with, you know, her to try to get her to come on. Now, if they could do that, that would be a blessing. That right there will be...
Oh, definitely.
A great moment. You know, and I understand, you know, they're saying that the reason Rachel, you know, even though she did retire and everything, another reason was because they weren't using her enough. And
I heard that she would like to come back even if she's just in the audience at the Nurses' Ball.
Yeah, the Nurses' Ball.
That she probably handle
all
that.
The time. Yeah, they talk about her all the time with the kids. She spends time with the kids. So.
But I heard in real life she was sick for a while.
Well, I think her husband died at the beginning of last year or something, so she had been...
Okay.
I mean, heck, if they can get Jackie Beeman.
That would be really cool
back.
If they could come back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. I can't imagine why they wouldn't try to get Jackie Beeman back. It's ridiculous.
Right. I mean, I know that they said, too, like, somebody asked them, you know, would they bring back...
I could say something funny.
Yeah, well, if they're going to have all those other people back.
Yeah, well, they were saying, like, just, like Jonathan and Tyler, and they probably would have to do a recap for Ethan. But they would like for them to come back, you know, just for, like, the Nurses' Ball, just to celebrate, you know, General Hospital. You know, They're a part of the General Hospital families, you know, obviously Spencer's and Cassadine, and they're like a big factor on, you know, the show, you know, over the last couple of years. So they're trying to work something out with Tyler and with Jonathan. And I'm pretty sure, I mean, they're all a part of the ABC family. So I mean, the only thing is probably the schedule, you know, with the Lion game in Nashville, so...
Yeah, but I think with Nashville, with Jonathan, that's going to be hard.
You think?
Yeah, I mean, I think, Silo, are you here now?
Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi, everyone.
John.
Hello.
I tell you what, I switched to Windows 8 over the holidays, and it's been nothing but a pain in my arse.
You mean your ass? Sorry.
Yes.
I mean, sorry.
I have Windows 8. I don't have a problem with it too much, but occasionally it just takes a lot of getting used to as a problem. But if you installed it onto an older computer, then that might be why.
Okay.
Mine's a new computer, so.
That's why, then, because I can't use Adobe. I can't use so many things anymore. I can't PDF documents anymore. It's nuts. It's just nuts. And now I really wish I need to call them tomorrow and complain and say, get me out of this mess.
Yeah. Or at least tell me how I can fix it. That's what
or well, let me reload Vista again and return my computer back to where it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry, but really quick, how is the weather there?
It's beautiful. It was 70 today, but it was, we got a cold snap, and it was freezing, but it's nice now. This is Arizona. You know, we get cold in the winter, but it's nothing like back east, so.
My girlfriend in Arizona said she was freezing. It was in the 20s.
Well, I know, because people here are acclimated to here. I'm still living from the Kentucky side, so I'm used to cooler weather. But, and I want to tell everybody, if I die, if my phone dies, I didn't hang up, I just, you know. Okay.
You were scaring me there for a minute. If I die, I wouldn't know what you were going to say.
I know what to say.
I know.
Oh, very good. Oh, no. We are, it could be Blog Talk. Blog Talk has been bad, bad, bad tonight.
Whoa.
Oh, it's been bad for me every weekend, just about.
Oh, before I forget, you guys, tune into the Rand Room tomorrow night at Sleep Happy and So.
Yes. So, Chad, Duell got a divorce already, huh?
Yeah.
Chad Duell.
Mm-hmm.
And is he officially going with Kristen?
I don't think so. Not officially.
Okay. I think so.
Wait a minute. He got married 4 minutes ago.
You know, I heard that they had a really weird relationship where they broke up several times before they got married, so I'm not surprised about anything.
Mm. Yeah, I have. I just saw something about it on Twitter tonight. I didn't really even know about it, so. I
oh,
really,
I hadn't
I mean,
even heard till I
yeah. That's why I was wondering why he hasn't been on Twitter lately, because he's always on Twitter, like posting crazy stuff. But the last post he actually did was Jack Nicholson and Heath Ledger, both as.
Well, that's another reason why Kristen Alderson probably won't want to head back east.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, she doesn't want to anyway. I don't think. See, I don't really want to do this.
I don't really blame her.
I don't either.
She picked
I
up
really
her whole
think
life.
They're a cute couple. They
picked up her whole life to move out here, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you.
I would not want to move again in less than a year. I would say, forget it. I'm staying where I am. Goodbye.
I think they'll find a way around
happy.
It. Yeah. I don't think Star is essential to the new One Life to Live. I mean, I'd love to see her on there, but I don't think she's essential. I think they'll work something out.
You know what? I mean, they are recasting Matthew.
Mm-hmm.
They're recasting a couple.
Yeah,
Matthew.
Yeah,
Meg,
but see, it's the character they want back, not necessarily the actress. That they don't need the actress back to have the character, but
But
then,
if
they take the character away, who's she going to play on General Hospital, right? So.
But, like, Matthew was very...
And she may have to play ball with them for a little while to ultimately get what she wants back in L.A.
Mm-hmm. I think they'll figure something out, so everybody...
I think they will, too. I really do.
Then again, this is ABC we're talking about. I wouldn't trust them.
True.
I mean, you know, in Prospect Park, for that matter. She's in a real different... I mean, Michael Easton actually signed with them, but she's, you know, she was never going, so it's going to be interesting.
Oh, I thought Kirsten did sign with them.
Nope.
Nope.
No, only Michael... of the three on GH, only Michael Easton did. Although...
Well,
if
she is serious about... what's his face, Chad? She might just say, look, my life's here now, guys. I'm sorry.
Oh, she can. She can stay there. But that's not the problem. She can stay there. She's just going to be out of a job.
Well, that's how come I'm hoping Prospect Park releases Star.
Well, they won't. I doubt they will, even if they, I doubt they will.
I mean, I hope they do, like,
well,
cameos,
they paid money for those characters. That's the point. They paid money for it. That's why they want them back. Now, yeah, I don't. I can totally understand. With when it comes to Todd, I think, yeah, I can totally understand. Now with Star, I do like Star, but I think she wasn't going to go with them. So they could recast her. You
yeah.
know, they could recast Star. I mean, I guess it's possible to have two Stars.
I think if Prospect says, look, that's fine as long as you don't take any more characters onto
But see, that's the thing. If they recast her, then that means General Hospital is screwed either way you look at it, because Prospect Park recast and they can't use Star.
What I'm saying. There might be an agreement to let Star remain in Port Charles and have a new Star on One Life to Live, because it's a whole different format. It's online.
What people are predicting is that they're going to probably send them over there for a little while to transition, and then they'll come back to General Hospital.
Yeah, they can't have two Stars because it's still Star Manning, so that wouldn't work.
And they probably have Todd and John go back to finish up their storylines or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, they've already killed off all of Star's, you know, Jason or daughter.
Yeah. But this was all, I'm sure this was always something they thought might happen, so,
Yeah.
I don't think anyone seriously thought it was going to happen. I think we're all pretty surprised it's gotten this far, but, you know, they're going to want those characters back. Todd Manning's one of their biggest characters. So.
And even Star for the younger crowd, if it's true what they say, the younger crowd, they're going to want Star.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because they're recasting the younger set. Like I said, Matthew, Destiny, Jack, a new character named Billy, which... I'm pretty sure One Life to Live had a Billy, but maybe this is a new Billy.
Michael Easton is the luckiest one of all, because if he decides to stay with GH, they can just say he's Caleb or somebody,
That would be the best way to go.
Yeah, because he makes Sam a lot more tolerable.
No, I wouldn't go that far.
If they turn her into Livy.
I would be so
I don't miss Sam being on my screen 24/7 anymore at all.
All I was saying is that she's a little more tolerable right now because she's not hanging on Jason all the time. So.
Yeah, but she's still crying about Jason. She's got a little baby now, which she's always wanted. You'd think she'd focus on that positive thing instead of on Jason.
Well, I mean to be fair, and you know I don't like her, to be fair, she only just came to terms that he was dead. So, I mean, she's been hanging on to too much false hope, and that's, you know, whatever. But she'll move on. Don't worry. The thing is, she will move on pretty soon. She'll be like, Jason who? And we'll all be like, she just lost her husband. Why isn't she...
Well, not only that, even if she did come to terms with it the day he died, it's only been a few months. People grieve for longer than 3 months.
She'll grieve forever.
I don't think she will. I really don't think she will, because then, I mean, I'm not defending her. I'm just saying pretty soon she'll be over him. She'll be in bed with someone else, and everybody else will be screaming, didn't her husband just die? What? You know, so I don't think there's anything they can do with her character.
You know, her character's filthy, filthy rich. That woman's got everything she's ever wanted.
Yeah, I don't really care. She's not bothering me right now, so I don't... I'm surprised, which is like a real surprise for me. She's just not bothering me right now, so...
I appreciate she's not on there. I can actually watch the other characters and not get wound up. And I don't hate Jason anymore because he's not there.
I'm more excited about other people right now. I love Ellie so much. I'm just so sad what they're going to do to her. I love her.
I do, too. I love Spinelli with her. He's so much better.
Mm-hmm. Maxie's just such a... She's never going to change. Such a damn dick.
No.
And
I'm divided between Maxie and Spinelli and Ellie and Spinelli.
Go with the guy like a human being.
Yeah. Not like just some guy she, you know, wants when it's... When he's finally interested in someone else, she wants him, so.
Right.
And I love, Lucy is just cracking me up. She just.
Oh, my God.
Come back.
Those scenes with
those scenes with Heather today, oh my God, were they funny?
Yeah.
Why didn't he combust?
Yep.
Oh, Heather, yeah, Heather and her, oh my God.
Oh,
yeah,
were they funny?
Yeah, what a great pair.
And they're about to get another cuckoo clock.
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
Another
who,
one.
Who
yeah.
are they getting?
Todd's going to
Oh, that's going to be so funny.
Yeah,
Luke didn't even think he was safe.
I think Lucy and Todd could be comedy gold.
Yep.
And then throwing Heather, good time.
I mean, I think it's funny that they're actually poking fun of Port Charles. I mean, because it started out as a decent show, and then it went supernatural on everybody. And, you know, it's like Lucy started saying, Caleb, Libby? And
yeah.
I'm like, oh, God. Why?
Yep.
I was like, oh, God. Like, why?
And then she sees Duke.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
That was the icing on the cake.
I actually laughed when she broke the leg of the chair and stepped on.
No, I didn't have to. I had to rewind that part. I had to rewind that part because I was like, no, she didn't just break a chair. I was like, no, she didn't.
It was
I was
really
like, this girl went cool.
It was really
that was so funny.
When she
was
yelling,
really
why aren't you combusting? I'm laughing when she's yelling. She's looking down at him. Why aren't you combusting?
It was really quite, really quite brilliant, if you ask me.
Yes.
It was.
I was like,
I would have
like,
preferred to stab Sam, but that's okay. I'll take either.
Wow.
That was brilliant.
Sam didn't piss me off, though. I don't know. When they... Livy, and she's like, I'm not Livy, and his name is John. She didn't piss me off. I didn't really get upset with Sam in that scene.
Yeah.
I know, I was quite surprised myself, too. I was like, make her Livy. Maybe I'll actually like
her. Yeah.
Is anybody happy the tree is gone now?
No. I didn't mind him.
I liked
him at the end, but I'm glad the whole drama of I'm really starting to hate
Christina.
Hate Connie.
Oh, Connie. Yeah.
Well, Christina's wearing it. Christina needs to go back to college.
Yeah.
She needs to go somewhere.
She needs to go bye-bye and then come back as a different actress. I feel sorry for that poor girl. I just don't think
she's
getting any
wrong.
Better.
Pretty.
Yes.
She's pretty. She got her looks.
Yeah, but
isn't
she's not... She just never fit the part. I always give them like 3 or 4 weeks to work into the part. She never did.
Yeah. Well, she can go model with that kid that played Jack Manning on One Life to Live because that's all they're going to be good for is taking pictures of.
Oh, Jack Manning. Oh, my God.
That poor boy. He seems like a really nice kid, but he is just
maybe.
He is just a hair model, okay? He is just...
So he's saying you don't want him to be, you know, back on as Jack Manning?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Oh. He might have gotten a whole lot better now that he's more mature.
He might have taken a few acting lessons in the meantime, but, you know, he does seem like a really nice kid, but some guys, some people just shouldn't act.
So what do you guys think about this? Now, I'm going to ask this question. Who would you guys rather AJ to be with? Carly or Elizabeth?
Carly.
Either.
Carly.
Carly.
Okay.
Carly.
Well, Carly, because I do not want Elizabeth with him. Now rumors
but he has,
people are rumbling Johnny and her.
I don't, she's not going to be, he's not going to be with Elizabeth, so it's really no debate, but he's got super chemistry with Laura Wright, so.
Yeah, he does.
I just want to point out, I screamed when I saw Sean Keenan shirtless. Okay, I was that girl that was like, thank you, hallelujah, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
And I wrote on to his Twitter. I was like, thanks for having no clothes on today.
Somebody doesn't have a problem going shirtless. What do you know?
You know what?
Most of the men on that show don't have a problem with it, okay? Only one
did. I missed it. Was he in good shape?
Oh.
not the funny, but he was okay.
Not the best, but I mean, yeah, he's all right. I'll give him an eight.
You know, he's a mature man, okay?
Yeah.
He's not a skinny boy. He's a man,
right.
Okay? That's the difference.
Yeah. I feel like watching that scene again. Later.
Let's go do that now. No.
Okay, let's do a moment. Go back to that moment.
Gonna watch out. For a split second, I thought they were going to look like. I'm looking. I'm like, oh, man.
It was hot. It was pretty hot. But
I was cracking up with Diane today trying to get Todd to shut up.
Oh, good luck, Diane.
Not guilty. Not guilty on the basis of being insane. I'm like, really, dude? Like, how many times? Really? So next time if I go to court, that's what I'm going to say. I'm like, I plead not guilty because I'm crazy.
You go to court a lot? Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, if there's any time that I go there, I'm going to plead insanity. I'm like, it was my alter ego, split personality. It was my evil twin. Yeah. I got DID. We were talking about that at work today. We was like, what excuse could we come up with in case, like, you know, emergency, something like that happens? And all I kept coming up with split personality disorder. I was like, that's the only thing I can come up with.
I've got some sort of mental illness. Yeah, he can get out of anything. That's the that's the secret of Todd, no matter what he does.
Yeah.
He can get out of it. He's got that Sonny Corinthos thing, you know, whatever they do, they can get out of it. So.
All right.
Yep.
All right. Oh, Carly's taking her medicine, so she'll be away from the phone for 2 minutes.
I was wondering.
I'm back, but I'm just saying I just took, but the medicine I took, God, it tastes awful. Sorry, I just had to say that because you almost heard me scream because it is awful. But I remember to take it. I am very proud of myself because when it comes to, when you know you have to take medicine and it says, take 2 times a day, you know. I'm very proud of forgetting about it, so I'm very proud of myself.
Well,
so we were on the phone when we were talking about how much chemistry Carly and AJ had.
I didn't want her to know that we were talking about that.
Yeah, I was going to say.
We didn't say that.
Nope, it was our
flipping right,
personality.
Well, you might not have said it, but I said it.
I said it. Oh,
it was y'all evil twins. Wink, wink. That said it.
There was including
my evil twin. Including my evil twin, Danny.
You have a little twin named Danny. Huh? We're learning so many interesting things about you tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the nickname is Candy, so I was like Danny. I don't know, or Dancy. Look, or Mandy. I'm like Tess, Meth, and West. I'm like Just Tess, West Tess, Meth. Okay, continue.
You know, one of my favorite lines of the week was when AJ said to Carly, only you could take the fun out of a revenge rant.
I know.
Hey! When she started, she's like, I know, I've made a mess of my life. Like, oh, now I have to feel sorry for you.
But they actually had bonding moments while she was drunk.
He was sweeter. He was very.
I'm telling you, that's why they have chemistry. I want them together eventually.
Yeah.
They do have.
Don't
chemistry.
Say that. That is sick and wrong on every level of human nature.
No, they've already had one child together. They could do it again.
Ooh.
Yeah, because we don't see the daughter.
I think it would be sick to even think about putting AJ and Carly together. Sick, wrong,
wow.
Sick,
wait a minute.
Sick,
after,
sick.
After she went with Todd and Johnny, AJ and
because it will be sick. It will be really sick. Because AJ is what AJ is, and Michael doesn't deserve that. Thank you very much. Like
Michael doesn't have a problem with his dad, though.
So what?
So I think AJ, I think AJ would be the crazy one in this situation. He'd be like, "Yo, AJ, run as fast as you can!" Like, he needed to run away from Connie too. AJ
looks like a quiet boy these days compared to Todd.
Yeah.
Oh, honey, everybody looks like a choir boy compared to Todd. Sonny, Jace, everybody.
That's a saint right there compared to
Faison
Todd.
Faison looks like a choir boy compared to Todd.
That's a saint. Okay, Carly, who do you want AJ to be with? Who do you want AJ to be with, Carly or Elizabeth?
Okay, both of them are sick. Not sick to put AJ with either one of them. That is a sick notion ever to even think about, ever thought of.
But if you have a choice,
it's sick and wrong.
Carly.
But if you have a choice.
If you had a choice.
It's sick and wrong. We don't know what AJ Cormier has done since he's been gone. Number one, we don't know about the toothpick. We don't know about the toothpick, spoon dinner has done. So I do not want him with either of my goods. Thank you very much.
She's been more of an incubator than he's been a friggin' sperm donor since he's been gone.
And you know the show is going to do it. They're already doing it right now. They have AJ and Elizabeth having a friendship. They got Carly and AJ.
No, you know what? But okay, putting AJ and Elizabeth together in the sick thought in between everything.
That's wrong.
Bad.
But Frank Palavati already said that he will not be with Elizabeth, so who does that leave?
Okay, you know what? Don't even go there, Kathy. Do not even go there. I do not even want to think about it. That makes me sick. My skin crawl. You know?
What? What's that? Okay. I'm sorry, I missed that.
Okay, wait a minute.
Well, if Frank Valentini said that he won't put with Elizabeth, there's only one other option I can think of. I don't want to go there in my mind. That is sick.
Who?
Let's go there.
Who?
Open the door. Let us in. Let us in into that brain of yours. Come on. Do it.
No. That is even a bad notion even to think about, even to the possibility of. No, it's sick. AJ should be like Tempe Anu. I mean, I'm not getting that. But he should not be with any of my good that is, like, not a good thingy.
Okay, let's look at the top three contenders for AJ. Let's just be honest here. Elizabeth. Wait, Carly. Carly. And
none
Connie.
Of them.
And Connie.
Nah, Connie, give him a Connie. I'm fine with Connie.
Okay.
Connie did this thing, so go for it.
Hold on.
They'll go full circle back to Carly. If AJ messes with Connie, Kate will come out to Sunny. And who's going to be there? Carly.
Okay, you know, I do not want my girl with AJ. I don't know how many times I have to tell you, Candace. This is sick. Son, I need to be fired out of a bad dream because.
I didn't know you didn't like Carly with AJ. I'm sorry. I didn't know. I do.
Okay. Kathy, you knew, right?
I didn't hear it. What?
Kathy! Tell me why I sincerely need you.
Say it again.
Okay. You've known that the thought with me having Carly and AJ together is a really sick, wrong possibility, right? We've talked about it. I told you that's bad.
No, I know it's bad. But you didn't see them together this week. They have chemistry.
Okay, I get it. They probably have chemistry, but it's a bad, 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 bad thought on every level.
Charlie.
Well, I don't think they'll put them together. I don't think they will. But if they did, I mean, they are hot together.
That shirtless scene. Carly, did you see him shirtless? Did you see the towel wrapped around him? It was a beautiful.
Okay,
moment.
I'm not saying that Song Kanan doesn't have a beautiful body, because he does. Okay,
he really does.
But.
Exactly.
With
Carly,
no.
I like the
body. But you know, put him with Connie. Connie deserves anything. Connie really doesn't deserve anything.
Yeah, but I like the power way. In the mirror, and he held her, and he said, "Oh, it's okay," or whatever he said to her.
I mean, to be fair, AJ kind of gave a dose to Carly of reality by saying everything, this was all your fault. And let's not forget that before the craziness, AJ and Carly were good friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
so
true.
So I like the fact that, again, the writers of the show have gone back, like I said, before Sunny, before all this craziness, to the fact that AJ and Carly were friends. They both were there for each other. Yes, they bantered back and forth. And then they got into, you know, a relationship, quote unquote. And that's when the craziness began. But now it's a totally different. It's like they have matured. Like, you're finally seeing AJ is a mature man.
Yep.
He messed up in the past, but he's trying to make up for it. Do I say
never going to be able to make up for all his
I didn't say that. What I'm saying is that AJ is at least trying. He is trying to do something that a quarterman has not done before, and that is actually to fix a problem. He is trying to.
Well,
he's trying to get to know Michael. He's trying to at least be the golden child of the family, since Jason is no longer there. He's trying to mend fences a little bit, and he's also trying to rub it into Carly's face a little bit. Like,
well, let's
hey,
be honest, he could have let her just leave that bar and totally, you know, get drunk and trip down the street, you know, and get mugged or something. But he threw her over his shoulder, and he made sure she got somewhere safe, you know. So
right.
And he hates her more than anyone else in the world.
Not only that, we don't even have to go back to complete history. This is a woman that just a few short months ago got his ass thrown in jail, and he still made sure she got to where she needed to go, okay?
Mm-hmm. No, it made him look good, so I'm not going to say it didn't, but, you know, it did make him look good, and he did the right thing, you know, because I don't think she was going to drive her car, but, you know, I think she could have just, you know, gotten into some trouble.
And you know what he said? And he said he did it for Michael, and I believe him.
Oh, yeah, he did it for Michael. He doesn't want anything bad to happen to Michael's mother, even though he hates her.
I'm just saying the sin of AJ Coleman cannot just be washed over so quickly, in my little opinion. So,
but they haven't been washed over. That's the thing.
Everybody still knows what he
did. But did he do a good thing? With the help of Coleman? Yeah, I will give him that. But he could not even kidded around about, you know, the whole sleeping thing. That was not nice.
That was hilarious. Come on.
That was hilarious.
Wait a minute. She's trying to get him to drink and fall off the wagon.
My food. I'll do it.
Come on,
go, Kathy.
This
game is the way it
is.
What?
Yeah.
No, look, they're probably always going to hate each other. But it is interesting to see where they're going with it, because it just goes to show you they're both human. They both have made mistakes. They both probably regret a lot of what they did. So.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I was just going to say he was very human this week. You know, he's like chivalrous in his own way, because he could have let her just crawl to the Metro Court, you know?
Yep.
Probably
they had to leave, that they slept together.
or believe that, you know, they slept together.
Saved her.
You know, Kathy, you cut out and repeat yourself.
Yeah.
Kathy?
What?
Kath.
You cut out.
My phone.
Yeah, her phone's been doing that lately.
Oh, yeah.
Comcast. Let's kill Comcast, people.
No, I'd also like to say thanks to Comcast for not taking off two of my favorite stations, the Style Network and E. Thanks, Comcast.
What?
Yeah, Comcast was going to try to take away E and Style Network.
Yeah.
What?
It's over and done with. They signed the contract. It's good. It's all good. E and Style stand. They're good. We're good.
My phone works, right?
If Comcast did that, I would go fuck them. Susie, if they just have an ER, I would go...
That is the new reality show. That is the new reality show. That would be a reality show right there.
Excuse me, I am not missing Kim and Courtney, okay? Excuse me. Oh, God, I just outed myself. Oh, God, me and my big mouth. Can't the same one you made me do.
I didn't think you did anything. It came out of your mouth.
You're going to go screw Comcast.
I know, but I need someone to blame.
I didn't put those in her mouth. I didn't put those words in there.
You did not.
Okay, fine, people. I watched Kim and Kourtney. I watched the Kardashians. Kill me now. Fine. I don't care. I find it entertaining. I find it fun now. The cast out of a little bit.
I watched the Kardashians, too.
See, okay, see, thank you, Candace.
But I'm not going to watch, I'm going to try to watch, what is it, Chasing the Saturdays? Because
Sunday.
Yeah, I actually know who the Saturdays are, because when I say I am like a computer of knowledge when it comes to celebrities, somebody has said, oh, who's that one girl? She looks familiar. I said, yeah, that's the girl from S Club Juniors. For those who remember S Club 7, S Club 7 had a spinoff group called S Club Juniors when they were like under the age of 10. So I knew who the girls, I knew who they were, I don't want to say they're another Spice Girls, but they're another Spice Girl.
No.
So.
Love you. Good night.
Love you too.
Love you too.
Yeah.
Good night.
Oh, I want to say I am so happy that Luke is back. I am so happy that my Lukey is back.
He's not exactly back.
Yeah.
I know, but, you know, he's back on screen. So that makes me a happy little person.
Me too.
Yeah, because you know what? When Anthony Gary is on screen, I'm a happy little person. So.
Oh, my.
Keeping Kathy and Carly happy with Luke being on screen is most important.
Yep, we love
him. And you know what? You know who else I'm finding I love? Kathy, I forgot to tell you this. I am finding Avery on Y&L, totally loving her. You know, if she could come over and make me a cake or brownies or domesticate me, oh, God, I would love it. I love her. Come
pay
bring up more
pay
of the
attention to the show and watch her recipe.
Hey, people know I can't cook and save my life, okay? So that's why I think if I could hire Jessica Collins, am I kissing every day? I would not mind because I can cook.
And you can kiss Nick.
Yeah.
And fuck Santa.
I would not mind kissing Nick. I would not mind kissing.
And pretty soon you can kiss Steve Burton.
No, I want to slap Steve Burton.
It's the blue eyes.
I want to give him the whole. I want to give him the whole bitch slap.
Make sure you take some penicillin first.
Oh, please don't make me laugh.
Oh, yeah, please don't make Kathy laugh. We are bad people if we do, okay, people?
Don't make Kathy laugh now.
Okay, I got a question. Okay, crap. I have a question for everyone. We are having a show next week. I'm never going on vacation. Well, okay, the only time I will be off on vacation, and but Candace will be with me, so we both won't be here at fan club again.
We should do a show from Fan Club Weekend on that Friday.
Yeah, so we are sorry. We are very sorry. You can kill us later.
One of us will be under the influence and one will be sane.
Well, I thought both of us were gonna be under the influence.
Yeah. I'm making sure of that too. I'm gonna make sure of it. You're a newbie to Fan Club Weekend. I have experience, so we have to break you in easily.
Oh, yeah, well, true. And then pray for me, you guys, on Wednesday. I'm going to really need you guys this little thing. I have to do something I really don't want to do, but the doctor is making me, so just pray that there's no pain and that I don't, like, throw anything at the noose. So, I'm having ultrasound done. I am not looking forward to this.
Ultrasound's not painful.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I have to, like, drink, water and all this, and then not go to the bathroom until after. This might be, like, bad for Carly, and so, yeah. But, and remember Monday, no soaps are on.
Jacqueline Rice and Bold the Beautiful is on in Massachusetts.
Okay, does anyone have their TV right by them right now?
I'm telling you, it's on.
What?
Candace, did you have your TV guy, TV right by with you?
Uh-oh.
Carrie? I'm going to look it up. I'm going to look it up for this, for my area. But
okay,
I looked it up when I was in Ohio. But I didn't look for the other
It's case. Not on in California. It's not on in Seattle. Carrie, look
Why
it
is
up.
It on in Massachusetts then?
I don't think it's on here, though, because I look. I'm going to double check right now. I thought it wasn't on for us.
Why are you so special?
On my Comcast guys, it is.
Maybe it's
well, maybe. You know, we're gonna have an endless Comcast real soon if you get my drift.
Yeah, it could be wrong.
Again, I love Comcast.
How do we know it's gonna be dating Comcast?
I guess we can't go by my guide, right?
Yeah.
No,
well,
here's the thing. By the time, because it ends at 1 o'clock, maybe no, it'd be 3 or 4 o'clock there. Never mind. My theory, no, never mind.
We'll see for Baltimore and for New England, Monday is going to be a whole different thing other than the inauguration because one of the teams is going to have like a field day on TV, New England. And, well, then again, you know, then the sad fans of Baltimore, they're going to be crying. So that's going to be news coverage.
Yeah, my Channel 12 has the inauguration coverage all the way up until 4 o'clock.
Yeah. And I'm looking right now. Yeah, inauguration. No soaps are going to be on. Inauguration stuff is going to be on until 6 o'clock.
Well, they better tell Comcast.
Well, I don't even think Comcast probably has it in their programming. Because I know Comcast. I have Comcast, too. And I know that.
Oh, we have a minute before we go off air, but then over time.
This better be the only overtime I'm freaking involved in this weekend.
I'm going to look it up based on zip code. Because
I looked today on mine and nothing is on Monday. Nothing. Dave's running on B&B and DHL.
What a sucky day.
Ugh. What? What's a sucky day?
No shows.
Yeah, but you're going to be busy all day watching Obama.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will watch. I will watch that.
Geez, Kathy, just a little while ago you loved the guy. Now you're all mad at him because he's preempting your soap operas?
Well, I know. But it makes me forget stuff when I watch it.
Oh, you'll be fine. We'll help you remember.
Candace, thank you, by the way.
You're welcome.
Just because I know you and I have a lot of things in common in that area, so I just love you. Okay, so Sam in your area is not on too, right?
No, it's not on here.
What about you, Kale?
Yeah, nope.
One more day of hope, Logan. I'm good.
Yeah.
Silo, what about you?
What?
Do you know if B&B and YNO is on?
Well, obviously it's not on with me either.
I doubt if it'll be on because even though the time difference, it'll be on here.
I don't know, McCary, it's not on with me, so my guide is wrong.
If the West and East Coast, I don't think it's coming on, you know.
No, if you don't have a carry, I don't either.
I'll
watch the president.
Dan, this really tastes awful.
Well, what I usually do is have something like sweet and take the pill right down in there. So if you have anything like a juice or anything, like orange juice in the house.
Okay.
Yeah, take a mouthful of juice, pop the pill in, and swallow it all at once. That way you will not taste that pill.
Oh, crap. Oh, God. Okay.
Yes.
I find orange juice the best thing to take pills with in general.
I hate taking leaves.
Calm down.
All right, well, I'm going to go.
Just wrap them up.
Later.
Okay, bye, Carrie.
Bye, Carrie.
Good night, Carrie.
Carrie, don't leave me.
I love you, Carrie. If that wasn't a soap opera moment, I don't know what was.
Like, I love you.
Don't make Kathy laugh.
I know.
Are you feeling any better, Kathy?
No.
Oh, man.
Did they give you any good drugs?
They did, but I didn't take them today because they're not helping. They're not helping.
I know, when Kathy, I wasn't going to discuss this audio, so I didn't bring it up. But it's only me and Candace, you. Did Silo leave too?
No, I'm here.
Okay, and Silo?
No, nothing's helping. Nothing.
Can you call your doctor back and tell him?
I fell in the bathroom Sunday morning when I was wiping one leg up in the air and the other one was down, and I fell and I bruised ribs. This bad. I had to go to the emergency room 2 times this week. And it's bad, real bad. I'm dying to cough because I have phlegm in my throat. Can't get it up because I can't cough. I can't do anything. I can't sit. I'm standing all night. Can't do anything. It's terrible.
Oh, that's not fun.
No.
Not at all.
Did the doctor tell you how long it'll take for that pain level to go away with the bruising?
Well, he said it would go away, but he said sometimes it takes 2 to 3 weeks.
Oh my God!
And I thought it would be better, and today it was worse than the day before.
Yeah.
Billy had to dress me today and undress me. I can't get dressed. It's so bad I can't move.
Well,
But tonight you took my mind off it, so it was good I talked and here, and I watched General Hospital standing today. I'm like,
oh, man.
No, it's bad. It's real bad.
Kathy, I was going to send you flowers, a dozen roses or something.
You don't have to send me flowers. You only send flowers when they're dead.
Okay, but can I finish before you tell me? You're supposed to say that I'm sweet. But then I looked up at the price, and it was like, you know, about $80. Because I was going to send like a dozen because I feel really bad.
No, Callie, that's sweet. You don't have to send me flowers.
I know why.
I'm alive.
I feel really, really bad.
I could have cracked my head open and be dead.
What?
Yeah, you're very lucky that you just had bruised and not broken.
Right.
Not that it's less painful, but...
Yeah, you are lucky, but still hurts. Right.
He doesn't have them wrapped good, so.
I have a pain pad on. Did you ever hear of that?
Is that just for like a medication that releases?
It goes on your side. I have to take it off at midnight because you can only have it on 12 hours a day. But guess what it does? Nothing. But they gave me three, and they said to put it on. But it's more for shingles, your nerve ends. So it really doesn't help this kind of pain, but they told me to put it on, so I have that on. They gave me morphine in the hospital Wednesday because they saw me. They knew how bad it was. And the doctor came in, and he said, oh, my God. He said, get her set up with morphine. And it was so bad.
You
and
need
then
to
I had
call
to have
the doctor
a,
and tell him that you can't, this is not working.
Well, I can't, they're not going to do anything for me. There's not. They did everything in that hospital. They gave me a CAT scan, and then they made me lay down in the CAT scan, and I couldn't lay down. It was the worst, and I had to lay there, and I couldn't lay down. It was unbelievable. Then they said, you have to put your arms back. I said, I can't. I can't do that. They said, you have to. You have to do this. Oh, my God, I had tears coming down my face. It was awful. It was so bad. But they thought it was my spleen that I hurt, too. But it wasn't. It wasn't. So. No, it's just.
You know,
it's
you
real.
Don't really need your spleen. Sorry. That I would.
I don't know if you need it. That's what Billy said when they said it was my spleen. He said, you don't really need that. I said, well, I don't want to talk about having it removed.
I know that my grandmother was in a bad callback. And he hurt his spleen, and they had to take it out. And I thought he was going to die. I was in tears, but I was 8. And my mom's like, sweetheart, you don't really need your spleen. I'm like, then why do we have it? She's like, this is a part of our body.
See, Sunday when I hurt myself, it was in my back. And I thought... When I first hurt myself, I only felt it in my back. So I thought it was the corner of my vanity that I hit. So I thought it was in my back, and that's where it hurt. Well, I think I must have gone towards the side because now the side hurts going towards the front. So that it's the side of my ribs. So that's where it really hurts now. It's bad. I can't blow my nose.
Yeah. Anything that moves your ribs is going to cause you pain. So breathing is hard.
So you can take, and I have to move this breathing machine. You inhale, and it brings this like, sort of like a ball up to the top. And
oh,
you're
yeah,
supposed to
yeah.
Keep, you're supposed to keep doing it, but I didn't do it tonight because I was on the phone, but I'm supposed to do it 4 times in an hour, keep doing it 4 times, repeat.
Right.
But I didn't do it because you can cause lung problems.
Right, because you're not breathing fully.
No, I can only breathe a little.
Right. That's how come they make you do the breathing because it has to reach a certain level.
Right.
But I'm sure in 3 weeks we'll be as good as now.
Man, I just hope it gets better tomorrow. It didn't
say. That's what Kathy's been saying every day. Tomorrow, tomorrow. And I'm like, good, you're being positive.
I am. Every day I say, maybe tomorrow it'll get better. But it doesn't.
Well, it's just going to take time, unfortunately.
He said 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah, I believe it. If you really severely bruised it, I mean, bad bruises last for a long time. I know mine last longer than what they used to.
I think it's because I'm older.
That's what I mean. I think it's the age thing.
Because I before, and they weren't this bad.
Right.
They weren't as bad as this.
Same here. Yep.
It's the age.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kind of your whole body starts just doing its own thing, and it's really irritating.
Yeah. I'm old.
But like I told Kathy, it was Seth, freak accident.
Oh, I know. Lift one
yep.
leg up. I know better
now
than
you
do that.
Now you'll know you can't do that anymore, dear.
It's like when I put my pants on, I sit on the bed. I don't lift one leg. I sit on the bed,
right.
put them up. But I happen to just lift one leg, and I can't do that. And
nope.
I know that. But
I bet you don't do it again.
Never.
Yeah.
Thank you.
See what happens when you're in a hurry to get out of the bathroom?
See?
Well, it really does change as you get to be Kathy and I's age. You fall. Everything is different as you keep getting older. So even though we're not old, we are older.
Yeah.
You don't bounce back like you used to.
I know that one.
Candace, you are really good. B&B Insider says, Kathy, Bone Beautiful will not air on Monday due to the president inauguration be through to us Tuesday for the first episode.
Well, I'm disgusted with the show anyway, so I don't care.
Yeah, I'm pretty irritated right now, too.
Yeah.
Thank you, Candace.
No problem. Yeah, I didn't think any of the soaps would be on with whenever they program it. It's just going to obliterate everything.
So what is everyone doing this weekend? Anything fun?
I'm going dancing.
Woo! Yeah, really? Okay, you can't even move. Okay.
She's totally going dancing. She's going clubbing.
Yeah, clubbing. I haven't done that in years. I'm going to try it again.
Uh-huh. You're going to find you have a hard time doing even that now.
Yep. No, I'm not doing anything that I can think of. I might try to go to a movie tomorrow, but
I know I'm going out for lunch with my parents and my nieces and nephew and my brother and sister also. Five kids. That should be a very interesting dinner.
Wow, you're brave.
No, I mean, I love the kids. They are weird, you know, they are really cute kids. I mean, all five of them are cute, so, I mean, yeah.
Oh, yeah, kids are cute, but sometimes just one, you know, if they're having a bad day or they're tired or they're hungry or whatever.
Yeah.
Kind of hard to deal with.
Yeah.
Exactly.
True that.
Mm-hmm. I'm just preparing for the
I would not want to relive You know what? I would not want to, I mean, I would not want to be like 15, 16 ever again. I was just thinking about that the other day and like, no, thank you.
Well, if I knew then what I know now, I wouldn't mind going back because I think I'd change a little bit.
Oh, that's a good way of looking at it, yeah.
I mean, I miss being a kid, but I love right now. Like, I'm more appreciative, I guess because I've been in the hospital so much. I really just appreciate every day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even if it's a bad day, I still appreciate the fact that, hey, I have a job. I have a roof over my head.
Right.
You know, that I'm, you know, even when I go to New York, I know that some people, you know, can't do it, you know. But, yeah, I just feel like every day is a blessing now.
I try
well,
to.
Well, and that's
that,
a great way to look at it.
I tend to take it for granted, so you're right. That's a good way to be, Candace.
Yeah, because you never know. Something might, with a blink of the eye, you know, something could happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So. But, hey, Carly, you had asked me earlier what I want for my birthday, right? And I just
I really
did think about this. I thought about it. Considering besides the lottery, I would like a special guest to call in on Blog Talk Radio since my birthday does land on a Friday.
Okay. Kathy, are you okay?
You all right?
No, I thought I heard Kathy yelp.
No, I'm all right. I didn't make a noise.
But... And how old will we be?
Repeating 30.
Wait. Okay.
Yeah, repeating it. I like 30. 30 was fun. I loved it. So I'm repeating it again.
Sometimes
I don't blame you.
Okay, I'll be 31.
But it doesn't sound right.
31. That just, it doesn't sound right. It's just me. I just feel, because I discussed this before with my aunt, who I keep telling, I'm 30 again. She said, Candace, I will put you on blast on Twitter and on Facebook of your real age because you forgot I was there when you were born. I said, you have amnesia. I was born in 83. And she was like, Candace, you were born in 82. We got the documentation. I was like, dang. So, yeah.
Well, my dad cracked me up the other day. He looks at me, he goes, yeah, I guess we can never keep our ages, you know, correct in his head, which is a good thing. He looked at me, he goes, you're 32 or 33, right? And I'm like, Daddy, I love you. And he goes, he's like, but you're 32, 33, right? It's killing me. I'm like, yeah. And then the next night he goes, and my mom goes, she's 33 or 32. And after my mom goes, honey, you're not thinking clearly. She's older than that. And I got told never to play with my dad's head like that ever again. I'm like, but it was fun. It was fun. Yeah. But no, Candace, I'm with you. I like taking 5 years off the whole thing. So I understand that you want to repeat 30 is, you know.
Yeah.
No more.
Yeah. I think, and this year is so, like, everything that's going to be happening in the next couple of weeks, I'm just so excited. That's why I'm 30 again. Like, yay, 30!
Yay!
Yeah, I like being in the Dirty 30 Club.
Now there's a new way for you to get cash back deals at places like...
Whoops.
Really?
What?
Thanks. Yeah, I think I'll be playing, yeah. But, no, I mean, if I knew how to bake a really good cake, I would bake you a really good birthday cake, love, but send another.
I just want a pina colada.
I want to win the lottery. We all want to win the lottery.
If you a pina colada. Getting caught in the rain. But,
oh, Kathy, I think the weekend of the 27th on NBC is a Billy Manilow thing I want to. It's on NBC.
Oh, God. I'll have to watch that. Really?
Yes. It was good, but the only bad thing about that was... I saw the dancers more than I saw Billy Manilow because of the...
Ice Capades.
Yeah, Ice Capades. Thank you. Yeah, it was...
I'd rather
it was good,
Dolly.
Don't get me wrong.
I want to
see
Dolly.
But I wanted to... Yeah, I told my sister, I'm like, okay, let's go sing. I go, let's sneak backstage and be Billy, and she goes, I don't think I want to get arrested. I'm like, that's going to be in my head now.
Music and fashion. What? Music and fashion are always a fashion at the Copa.
Don't fall in love.
Oh my God. Her name was Lola.
She was the show girl.
Yay! I like just being entertained.
Wait a minute. Okay, Carly, did they play this song? Wait a minute. Let me load it up. Can you guys hear it?
American Bandstand.
Did they play that?
Yes. And they did. It was a good song. I mean, but like I said, I would prefer, you know, seeing Billy like up close and more personal, but. Yeah. Silo, are you doing anything fun this weekend?
Nope.
I just had, you know, Arizona funness and...
No, I'm on a strict budget.
At the Copa. Yeah. I'm going to the Copa Cabana.
Oh, God.
A lot of my mother's songs are very addicting. My mother went to the Copacabana, and we had an ashtray at my house that said Copacabana on it. And you know what? Never could find it. Don't know where it went. Oh. I wish I had from the original Copacabana.
Yeah.
I look for it. Yeah, my mother was a lot older than me, but she was... You know, she was a lot older, but she went to the original Copacabana.
Wow.
So there was a place.
She broke it or something?
I don't know. We had it, and then, I don't know, I looked for it. She had it put away, and after she died, I looked for it. I couldn't find it. I don't know where it went. So.
Wow.
She had a lot of things I looked for and couldn't find, so. Like her recipes.
Well, that is one thing that I'm getting with Grandma about now. I'm like, okay, tell me how to make you chocolate chip cookies. And she goes, that's a secret recipe. And I'm like, Grandma, okay, the secret will not go to your grave. I must have it. And she won't give it to me yet. So I figure the next time she falls asleep, she talks in her sleep. So all I will do is say, what did you put in your doc list of recipe, and see if I can do it that way. Hey, those cookies, though, she makes on resins, and they are really good, so, yeah. Kathy, are you going to bed early tonight, or are you staying up? Or?
I think I'm going to bed early.
And you're sleeping on the couch again?
Yes.
But
yes,
see,
I
feel so bad that you're doing that.
No, it's better because I have to get in a position. I only wake Billy when I get in there. It's much easier if I get on the couch.
Well,
groan and
oh, yeah.
I just wish it would hurry up and heal and you would not be in pain anymore.
Well, maybe tomorrow.
Well, see, and that would be good.
Maybe I'll try the bed. I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, maybe one more night on the couch and then try the bed tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe tomorrow I'll feel better.
There you go.
If I were there, well, no, I think you would not feel better because I would make you laugh way too much.
You would make me laugh, Kali.
Yeah, and you know, but
you're
no,
so
I seriously was. I seriously was thinking about the whole flower idea, and my mom talked me out of it. I'm like, Mom, I'm sending flowers to Kathy, and she goes, why are we doing that? And she goes, because of her pain. And she goes, that's sweet of you, but I don't think she needs flowers.
And I would have killed you. I would have killed you. I wouldn't talk to you. Well, I would talk to you, but I would have killed you.
Oh,
you know,
No,
I'm kidding. I totally understand, but I just wanted you to feel better, so I thought flowers might help. You know what will help? Oh, I know what will help. They should have gave you morphine to take home.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Don't you agree, Sam?
Uh-huh.
Candace, don't you agree?
It didn't
help. Yeah.
It didn't help me.
No, morphine might help you better than the other one will.
It didn't help.
It wiped me
so
out.
Sad.
I wouldn't feel nothing.
And it didn't help. They came in and said, is it helping? I said, no, it wasn't helping. And I was standing up the whole time.
That is not good.
I couldn't
Candace,
sit.
Any new medical thing? Oh, Candace just got kicked off, you guys. Long talk, you bad. Bad. So,
well, I think I'm going to head out, ladies. You have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you.
I know. I think we should call it a night.
Yeah.
Bye, Kylo.
Okay, night, guys.
Night.
Night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.